How much longer, Lord? Questions have been asked for the ages, since the beginning of time, at the end of time. And thanks be to God, much of the New Testament is devoted to the second coming of the Lord. And as we hear that, we should not ignore the many different insights, teachings of what we should be doing. So what we should be doing as we wait for the end to come and everything to happen? Well, first of all, be patient. Jesus was as explicit as he could. He said, no one knows the hour, even the day when the Son of Man shall return. And why is that? Because God has his own timetable. Look around, look beyond. God has spent millions of years creating the world, and we're still beginning to discover the depths and the riches and the mystery of it. In time, it's been over 2,000 years since Christ came into the world. And the time for the world to end may be today or next week, or maybe 2,000 years. Whatever it will be, while we wonder and wait, be patient. Be patient and be faithful. We may recall the poem by Homer called The Odyssey. It was the story of Odysseus, who traveled the world pursuing many adventures. Meanwhile, back at home, his wife Penelope was being pursued by various suitors, trying to take advantage of Odysseus's 20-year absence. Well, to keep the suitors at bay, Penelope announced that when she finished weaving a particular garment, she would choose among the persistent suitors. The suitors did not know. Each night, Penelope undid the stitches that she put in during the daytime. So she remained faithful to Odysseus. She remained faithful until he returned. Friends, that's our call. That's our challenge, to be faithful to who we are and whose we are. While you and I wait for the Lord's return, we are his body, his hands, his feet, his heart, his voice. We are his person in the world. I love when we gather around the table of the Lord, we pray in the Eucharistic prayer, open our eyes, these are our brothers and sisters. Inspire us words and actions to cover those who labor and are burdened. And may your church stand a living witness of truth and freedom, to peace and justice, so all be raised up to a new hope. The church has been serving the world in Jesus' name for 2,000 years. Now is not the time to give up. Be faithful. And finally, be prepared. Whether he should come today or tarry for another 1,000 years, be prepared. The good that we would do, do now. The love we would give, give now. The commitment we would make, make now. Let every dawn and morning be to you as the beginning of life, and every setting sun be to you as its close. Let every one of these short lives leave its sure record of some kindly thing done for others, day by day, every step of the way. So may God's strength and knowledge be indeed with us as this day we live for the Lord, one day at a time, to his glory.